Catholic services this Christmas season at Washington, D.C.'s Cathedral of St. Matthew the Apostle are taking place under scaffolding. St. Matthew's was built about 100 years ago. It's an unimposing red brick building a few blocks from the White House. There are no lofty spires, no gargoyles or flying buttresses. For Monsignor Ronald Jameson, rector of St. Matthew's, the lack of Gothic grandeur makes this cathedral special.
St. Patrick's in New York, to me, is a place to visit. To walk around. St. Matthew's, I think, is a little different. You can go anywhere in that cathedral and you can sit and find quiet. You can find peace.
The restoration of St. Matthew's is a major project. Scaffolding constructed with layers of interlocked steel pipes hugs the walls and rises to the ceiling. Inch by inch, workers are cleaning the huge frescoes and mosaics. There are biblical subjects from the Old and New Testaments, saints, and famous American Catholics. The renovation will cost more than $8 million. Despite the inconvenience, Catholics continue to gather for six services every Sunday. At one Mass, conducted in Latin, music is provided by Schola Cantorum, a group specializing in Gregorian chants and Renaissance polyphony. Choir director Bill Culverson says the acoustics are perfect for this kind of music. The last note of a phrase reverberates for several seconds.
It's a pretty significant reverb, but when you're singing in it, you hear the sound coming back to you from all different directions, and it's really quite thrilling.
The Sunday evening service features music by contemporary composers such as Andre Crouch. This is his spiritual, Soon and Very Soon. Almost all of the music in the contemporary Mass is meant to be sung by the choir and the parishioners. Bill Culverson says it's like being immersed in music.
This is a congregation that really does like to sing. Everyone is singing. The acoustics contribute in the sense that they just warm everything up, and they sort of make you feel like you're almost in a big warm bath of music.
Music at the Cathedral of St. Matthew the Apostle here in Washington, D.C. Church officials hope the restoration is completed by September 21st, the feast day of St. Matthew.